AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expects the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to soon pass.
Last night, an overwhelming bipartisan majority of senators voted to surmount the final few procedural hurdles and put the bill on a glide path for passage tomorrow morning.
Schumer also talks about the Democrats' $3.5 trillion budget bill.
The Democratic budget will be the most significant legislation for American families since the era of the New Deal and the Great Society. It is big, bold change.
There is funding for health care, education, family services, and environmental programs, much of it paid for through tax increases on the wealthy and corporations. A UN-sponsored study by hundreds of climate scientists around the world finds global warming increasing to levels that it could bypass a rise of 1.5 degrees Celsius in about 10 years, unless the emission of greenhouse gases isn't quickly reduced. NOAA's Co Barrett.
It is indisputable that human activities are causing climate change. Human influence is making extreme climate events, including heat waves, heavy rainfall, and droughts, more frequent and severe. What's new in this report is that we can now attribute many more changes at the global and regional level to human influence.
As the planet warms, places will get hit by more than extreme weather, but by multiple climate disasters at once. The New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee continues its impeachment investigation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. Committee Chairman Charles Levine says that includes allegations of sexual misconduct and other possible charges, including
allegations that the governor improperly used state resources to write and produce a book, American Crisis: Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic.
This is AP News. Members of the U.S. military would be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th. That start date could be pushed up if vaccines receive final FDA approval or if infection rates continue to rise. About a week ago, President Biden called on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to come up with a plan. Canada opens its border to U.S. visitors.
U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents must be fully vaccinated, fill out a detailed application, and test negative for COVID-19 within 3 days of visiting Canada. The Canadian government says travelers should plan for the possibility of additional processing time at the border. However, the U.S. plans to extend its border closure to all Canadians making non-essential trips until at least August 21st. The U.S.-Canada border has been closed to non-essential travel since March of last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.